From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A congressional leader says a key safety device failed in the BP oil rig that exploded and is now leaking oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman says the device, known as a blowout preventer, had a hydraulic leak. He says that and other problems could have stopped the device from working correctly. Waxman chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee, whose investigators reviewed BP documents. Meanwhile, Gulf Coast hotels and businesses are open for business despite the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports from Biloxi, Mississippi, tourism officials are struggling to get the word out.
The weather is warm, the sand is white, and the beaches here are virtually empty.
The perception is just killing us. It's killing business.
Linda Hornsby is executive director of the Mississippi Hotel Association. She was one of about 150 people from the local tourism industry at a meeting with state officials and an executive from BP. She says tourists are canceling their trips, even though the oil is still miles away from shore.
I mean, you've got hotels that are normally fill up on weekends. The beachfront hotels this past weekend were less than 50% occupancy.
BP is working with Gulf states to launch a $500,000 ad campaign to promote tourism. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Biloxi.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he'll work to ensure Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan has speedy confirmation hearings. Reid spoke to reporters on Capitol Hill today as Kagan began courtesy calls to senators.
I look forward to working to make this transition from your present job to the next job as smooth as possible.
Kagan's currently the Solicitor General. She argues cases on behalf of the U.S. government before the Supreme Court. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to be sure Kagan will be independent of White House influence if confirmed as a justice. The British government believes at least one of its citizens was aboard an airliner that went down this morning in Libya. Meanwhile, as Terry Schultz reports, most of the 104 passengers were Dutch, including the lone survivor.
Dutch Prime Minister Jan-Peter Balkenende calls it a deeply sad message his country received from Tripoli. 61 Dutch citizens killed when an Afrika Airways plane coming from South Africa disintegrated upon landing just a few feet from the runway. No cause for the crash is yet known, but there appeared to be no problems with visibility at the time. The European Aviation Safety Agency has also confirmed the Airbus A330 had passed recent inspections with no significant safety problems. The black boxes have been located, and investigators, including a team from Airbus, are on the scene. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 155 points at 10,904. The Nasdaq is up nearly 50 points. It's at 2424. You're listening to NPR. President Obama has welcomed Afghan President Hamid Karzai to the White House. That visit may smooth over cracks in the relationship between both countries. The U.S. government has recently made strong statements, particularly about corruption in the Afghan government. Afghan President Karzai has delivered blistering criticism about Western interference in Afghan affairs. The death toll is up to 9 in the latest in the spate of attacks on school children in China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the attacks appear to be changing not just campus security, but perhaps media coverage as well.
A statement from the Hanzhong city government in northwest Shanxi province says that the attack took place at 8:20 in the morning at a private kindergarten on the city's outskirts. The statement says that 48-year-old Wu Huanming hacked several schoolchildren and adults to death with a meat cleaver before committing suicide. Wu was reportedly the owner of the property used by the school. Several other victims remain hospitalized. Today's attack was the fifth since mid-March. Authorities have beefed up campus security and police patrols around some schools. Experts and officials worry that media reports are spawning copycat crimes, and coverage today was noticeably less than in previous incidents. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The National Weather Service is warning people in the Midwest that more bad weather is headed their way. This includes powerful thunderstorms, wind, and possibly more tornadoes. 2 days ago, several tornadoes struck central Kansas and Oklahoma, killing 2 people and injuring dozens more. Hail crashed into the ground, and buildings were destroyed, leaving miles of wreckage. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.